Colleen LaValle, your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. Still here in London with another trainer from around the world. And our guest today is Vince Knight. Hi, Vince.
Hello.
Great to see you out here.
Yep, it's good to be here too.
Now, you are one of the assistants here at the Paul McKenna training for this program.
That's right, yeah.
Do you enjoy being an assistant?
It's great. It gives us so much chance to actually get our skills upgraded and follow, you know, follow the new stuff that's coming out. So we're staying in tune with everything that's going on.
Yeah, keep updating it. It's really a great opportunity because I know that so many of the assistants have been telling me they really enjoy helping other people learn. And at the same time, they get to learn more, you know, and be at the seminars. So it's a great combination.
And there's a thrill when you actually work with somebody and they could be really uptight and in that process. And then you work with them and then you see the changes later on, a day or two later, and they'll go up on stage and do something fantastic. And you can see the change and you go, oh, that was one of mine. It's really cool.
How long have you been involved in NLP?
For about 3 years now, I've actually been officially doing NLP. Whereas, you know, I realize obviously some of the stuff I did was NLP before I knew it was NLP, if that's not confusing enough.
And clear enough at the same time.
We like to make things clear.
How did you find out about NLP? How did you first hear about it?
Mainly it was the Paul McKenna show. 20 years ago he had a TV show, and that's where I first found out about it. And then it sort of, I learned about NLP, and I had a friend who went off and did some training with him, Master Prack. And I didn't. And then I found myself sort of 10 years later finding myself stuck. And I think, you know, I need some NLP. So I went to this friend who'd helped me. And then I actually got kind of really annoyed. Because it's like, hang on a minute, I could have learned this myself. So then that kind of boosted me to actually go and get on the next available course. So it was pretty much, I got stuck. He unstuck me. And I thought, well, you know, this is stupid to continue. You know, plus he was charging me a lot of money. So I figured,
enough is enough.
Yeah.
and now you have a company.
It's called the Oxford Academy of NLP. Reason for the title is it's just sounds really cool. You know, we like Oxford, we like Academy, we've stuck it together, and then people can say they've studied at Oxford. And
there you go.
You know, so they get kudos for doing the course with us.
And Oxford is how far away from London, about?
It's about 50 miles away.
Oh,
yeah,
not that far.
Not too far.
Yeah. What kind of services do you have at the Oxford Academy?
We do practitioner, master practitioner level certification. We also run a meditation practice group as well, which is the idea is we get cool meditators in from all walks of life. Like a shamanic drummer we've got coming in to do some stuff, and we've got you know, a Zen guy coming in and he's going to do his Zen stuff, and then there's also people coming in doing past life regression. So the idea is we meet up every month, and it's not NLP per se, but it's great fun because we can introduce people to meditation, which very much is just a focused form of concentration, which kind of fits in with the trance stuff that we do.
So at least you have an opening then to talk about NLP, and these kinds of open-minded people might be likely to take something.
There are a lot of explorers, people who are very keen to actually learn more about meditation. And from my point of view, it's a case of they will come in, they can learn about it, and you know, we give them a sort of a trancey CD which we've recorded as a sort of freebie to come in on the first session. So they get to listen to that, and you know, meditation itself is one of the sort of foundations for getting yourself in the right state. You know, so.
So I hear that you have a partner in the business with you?
Yes, that's right. Val is my partner, my wife. She's very much the brains behind the organization. She's the organizer as well. So she pretty much tells me where to go and what to do. And she lets me do the sort of blah on stage and get it out to people, which is great because, you know, in terms of organization, I recognize that that's not one of my strongest points, but I compensate with Val.
That's right. Okay. If it's hers, then she enjoys doing that part of it. It works well.
She loves it, and she likes being behind the scenes, getting it all organized, and basically just pointing me in the right direction, say, go do that, and that's pretty much what I like doing as well.
It's pretty much the same with John and I, too. It's, you know, we're married, and yet we're business partners, and a lot of people say, oh, how can you work with your your significant other, you know.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I don't seem to have a problem with it. So you've had the same kind of experience. It enhances the relationship.
And we get to play. We did the trainer training in Orlando, and that was great. So we combined. We had a holiday. We had the training itself. We just had a whale of a time, and it was pretty intense that we were there and we were in each other's company all the time over there. And, you know, some people were saying, oh, you know, you two are all together, always together. And we were saying, and?
We're married.
That's a problem. Yeah, you know. You know, we were actually physically separated one evening. We had to go out with other people, and it's like, it was just dull. So, you know, so we do have that. And also she learned NLP pretty much because I was starting to figure out her tricks. And so she kind of started learning it. And again, she'll do NLP on me, I'll do NLP on her. And then we'll just look at each other sometimes and say, oh, no, we don't need to do NLP. Just go and have some food or something, you know, and just enjoy ourselves.
Well, please send my regards to Val.
Will do.
Thank you. And is there any particular line or phrase that maybe you read in a book with Richard or he said on stage that really hits home for you?
There's a lot of stuff that always comes back and kind of jumps up in my face. The mantra, shut the fuck up, I love that. And it's great because you can teach people that and say it to them at the same time, and they don't get it, and it's brilliant. And the other thing about just actually being able to sort of go quiet in my mind, you know, going shh, and actually, and I build that into a lot of the trance work we do, you know, so depending on what mood I'm in and what mood I need to sort of incorporate.
Whether you need a little kick.
Yeah. Just and it's, and that's the fun of it all, is pretty much, there's so much to choose from in terms of slogans and phrases and stuff, but I think it's the attitude as well, pretty much that's kind of, that I can see that's something that grows the more we do it. So
now for those people who are listening to this and maybe considering taking an NLP training, do you have any advice for them?
I'd suggest don't wait 10 years. it's kind of, there was a lot of things I could have done a whole lot better and a whole lot sooner had I jumped into it. And, you know, there's this thing called trust your intuition. And for me, my convincer strategy was obviously, you know, I had to look at it for 10 years before I did stick. Yeah, that's really daft. I think if you know that you can actually go find a good trainer, and you'll know who they are because you follow your intuition. And normally if you know, it's one of those things, if it doesn't feel right, it normally isn't. And that's pretty much the way I look at it. So when I trained with Paul McKenna and it just made sense to do that. There are other trainers I'm still looking forward to going training with, because my sort of ongoing advice is to keep updating your skills.
Right.
And that's where if you can assist with the training organization that you get your certification from, it makes a difference because you get to go back and see everything just from a different angle, and that makes a lot more sense. And even now, I still look at stuff that Richard and John and Paul do on stage, and I go, I just didn't know that. So, you know, and every time I learn something new. So
sure.
That would be my advice, is trust your intuition and keep on updating the skills. You're never really done in learning this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Thank you very much for that advice. So what are some future plans for the Oxford Academy? Is there any other areas that you'd like to go into or develop?
World domination. Yeah, we want the whole world and Mars too. You know,
Mars.
Just in case we run out of space. Really, we're looking at, we're developing the sort of the idea of discretion. We want to be able to actually select what we go for and then hone in on it really sharp.
Mm-hmm.
So on the table at the moment is really much getting ourselves set up, doing the practitioner, master practitioner, getting that to a really good level. But then it's going to be short courses, which we'll get that from the people that we're working with as to what they want. You know, I could design great course, but it may have nothing to do with anybody wanting to buy it. So yeah, we're looking to get that sorted out. Also, pretty much the other thing that myself and Val like doing with working with children, not children so much, but teenagers, you know, the scary teenagers, because they really get into the whole hypnosis stuff, and they'll be convinced really quickly, and there's so many things that we can actually do to make life easier for them. With Val's boys, for example, you know, we've worked with each and every one of them to actually, she's only got three, that sounded pretty horrible. we've worked with them to just get them to where they're having a good life, you know, and then their friends come around and we work with them as well. So, you know, there's so many choices that they can make which are bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know about things like feeling good, state management, and all that sort of stuff. We can teach them simple things like anchoring, which allow them to anchor good states. That means that they're not likely to make as many stupid decisions as they previously have done. You know, I was a teenager myself, way, way, way ago. And of course, you know, had I had the ability to feel good, I would have had a lot more fun. So.
Right. It's very useful too with their studies as well.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
And when they get into university and higher levels of education, the pressure's on for, you know, how can I learn quickly without having to pore over the material 45 times before I start to understand it? How can I absorb it quicker and, give myself some time to go run around the park or something?
Well, this is it. I mean, we're working with one of the boys at the moment, and we're saying to him, like, you know, you've got all the coursework you need to do. Why not get it done now? And then you take the rest of the year off. And he's looking at us kind of, there's a trick here, there's a trap. And it's like, yeah, there's a trap. You'll have a good life and you'll enjoy yourself a lot more. And he's actually got that and he's cottoned onto that. Certainly the other thing we do want to look at doing is improving, you know, the basic skills that you need. So speed reading, photo reading, that sort of stuff. And again, you know, bring it so that we can teach that so that people can get things done really quickly. And, you know, advanced sort of skills for that sort of stuff. So they just... their life is easier and they can get to have more fun, but then they can spread it around as well. So, you know.
Sounds like a plan, Vince.
So everybody's happy.
Sounds like a plan. Well, Vince, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. And stay tuned for more interviews from around the world, NLP trainers of the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. Vince, thank you very much.